Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Heard exclusively here on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcast. We're live at the Italian American Community Center, and tonight it's the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner. And, of course, we're here with the president of the club and the host of the show and every other accolade you might want to mention, Mr. Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the IACC. And I really think that we have a messed up over here because groups are trying to go into the men's bedroom.
That's so, not going to work in this state, this state, anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, just a welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. We are very honored to host the Western New York Flash. And who can we are so proud of to have with us right now? A woman with a blue eyes that reflected the Mediterranean Sea. How do you like that? It's just as clear as the Mediterranean Sea. And welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, Abby.
Thank you.
Abby, welcome back to Rochester again. I know it's not the warm weather, not the sunny weather, but this summer we're looking forward to a great season with the Western New York Flash. I know that you're looking forward to getting on the field for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously I've had a little bit of an injury, one that wasn't keeping me out from running, which is good. So I kept my fitness during the downtime. The team would train, and I would be on the field next to them doing sprints and endurance stuff with our coach D. And you know, he kicked my butt for a few weeks, and now I'm ready to play. I'm back to full health, and I'm excited to get out there for the Flash and hopefully bring home a championship this season.
I don't even see where the injury happened. So
that's good.
The doctors did a great job.
That's good, since it's my face. So,
Abby, certainly being a homegrown girl, going back many, many years ago when you were a young girl, and you were playing with Mercy. And I remember sitting over there with Chalishano, and Chalishano told me, "See that girl over there? One of these days, she's going to be a big star." Boy, was he right.
Yeah, and, man, he should have put his money where his mouth was and bought a lottery ticket or something. That's kind of how I feel about it, though. You know, it's not something that just comes overnight. It's a process. You have to work really hard for many years without getting noticed or even given an opportunity to play on the national team. So the patience and the confidence that you have to continue on with no matter what happens, no matter if you're selected to a team or not, I think that that's something that I've always had about myself, the just an inner knowing and a confidence that I can do whatever I put my mind to. And, you know, thankfully it's worked out for me. You know, me and my family, we have a wonderful life. I get to play soccer for a living, and, you know, to be back in Rochester for another season, it's exciting, you know, but, you know, I still have a disappointment from last year, and I think that's just something to build from and hopefully motivation, especially for Saturday.
One of the things that I really want to go back a little bit to who you were and who you are right now, not only you had the support of the community and you had, you know, the desire for success, but you had your parents, mm-hmm. and I would be very remiss if I didn't mention your mother and your dad, that they were very supportive. As a matter of fact, I'm a very, very great fan of your mother, because I had the opportunity to meet her when you were playing, and she was so supportive of you. They traveled all over you went, and now you're a professional player. Tell us.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's important to remember where you come from. And I definitely, obviously, the Rochester community has, you know, open-armed embraced me my entire career. But even before then, you know, Jeff DeVeronica, all the news stations were, you know, had their eye on me back then. And, you know, to go even further back, it was my mom and dad who were putting me in the environment to succeed. And they knew that I had an exceptional talent, just natural talent. And I think from that, that point, they wanted to put me in the best camps and make me coach by the best coaches that they could find. And, you know, they just taught me a lot about just being a humble, having the mindset that you're not better than anybody else, especially on a team. You're only as good as your team will let you be. And I think my mom was really sweet in showing me that kind of personality and mentality that I could kind of follow through in my life, because I hope to think that I'm a good enough person that, you know, reflects the kind of guidance I had as a younger kid.
Well, certainly you are a good person, because all the people that are here tonight, I believe that the majority that are here to see Ebi Wambach. you are the hero for them. But you know, one of the things that if you have to say anything to anybody that wants to aspire to be a professional, tell them what would be your advice?
Yeah, there's a million things that somebody can say, but the reality is you have to want it bad enough that it's going to hurt sometimes. You're going to have to miss some things. There's sacrifice that goes into doing something. You know, having a happy and good life isn't easy. If it were, everybody would have one. And the reality is doing what you love takes patience and practice, and being good at it and good at it enough to make a career out of it. You have to have the confidence within yourself and not let anybody tell you can't do something. Because the reality is getting to the national team may not be an option for everybody, but that doesn't mean you can't still play and be a part of the game in some capacity. Go to college, become an equipment manager for the women's soccer team there, stay involved with sports somehow, be a marketing person, a PR person for a women's pro team during the summer. You know, there's so many different things that staying in the game is so important. And, you know, I think for me, just working at my craft for over 27 years has given me the opportunities that I never thought possible.
Every Saturday night, rematch of last year's championship game. A little added thing thrown in is the last two FIFA Women's Players of the Year. We on the field at the same time, yourself and Nadine Angerer of Germany, the keeper for Portland. What do you expect to see from her? I know she's a very flamboyant and outgoing type of personality. What do you expect to see from the Thorns?
Well, I definitely think we're going to create chances, and I think she's going to try to stop us as much as possible. You know, I know from a goalkeeper's perspective, if you get a good few saves early in the game, that builds your confidence, and then she can lead and communicate whatever she needs to our back line to try to stop us as much as possible. But for me, you know, she's so good that I'm going to have to be on my top game. And, you know, sometimes soft goals might go in this league, and that's just not the case for her. She's going to save the goals that you expect her to save, and that's why we're going to have to all be in top form to get goals against Nadine and the Portland Thorns.
It's going to be a great matchup, the Flash in Portland this Saturday, and Abby, we're looking forward to seeing you out on the field leading the Flash out there and get that first win at home. It's always a big, big game, the first home one.
Yeah, exactly. We can't wait to get out there. I can't wait to get out there, obviously, my first game back. And we hope a lot of people can come out and support us. Bring your ponchos. It might rain.
Absolutely. Thanks, Abby.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And Abby Wambach putting her headset down, and we're going to have a couple of – Joe's actually going to be changing his headset. Joe's got to come off for a second. We're going to have a very special pair of interviews here right now, as we have two new members of the Flash who are from Barcelona, Vicky and Sonia, who will be joining us in a moment. And to help translate, Pedro, the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash, is going to help us out here. So I'm going to get a microphone over to Pedro, and we're going to get him a headset here. So we're going to get this all squared away, and we have live podcasting going on as we speak.
You cut me off.
I'm sorry. There you go. Everybody's mic should be up now.
Me siente.
Sí. Yeah.
Okay, so... is this Sonia or Vicky?
This is Vicky.
Vicky, okay. And first time meeting was Andrew. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Joe.
Jose. ¿Cómo está?
Jose.
Muy bien.
So Vicky is from Barcelona and a member of the Spanish national team. So Pedro, ask Vicky what it was like for her to come from Barcelona to play in America.
Sí, dice que cómo es la experiencia de venir desde Barcelona a venir a Estados Unidos.
Bueno, pues para mí venir a jugar a la mejor liga del mundo y con las mejores jugadoras del mundo, pues para mí es un sueño que tenía y que gracias al Western New York Flash que ha podido cumplir mi sueño.
It's her dream to be able to come to the first league in the world for her, coming from Barcelona, and thank you for Western New York Flash for bringing her.
Yo que te parlo un poquito en que yo sabe, me gusta como usted está jugando, y me gusta como usted es venuto en los Estados Unidos de un equipo que es muy preferido en el mundo. Todos dicen que usted es como la mejor jugador de Barcelona, como Messi, ¿es vero? ¿Es la verdad?
No, yo creo, no lo creo. Yo creo que soy una jugadora similar al juego que enseñan en Barcelona y bueno, vengo aquí a aportar lo que pueda y a aprender de las jugadoras que hay aquí también.
Can we translate both the question and Joe's showing off here?
Joe was telling her that he likes a lot how Vicky is playing and how the style, how is she doing here, and he was asking her if he's similar to Messi or this style, and she said that no, she's not similar to Messi. She was grown on Barcelona style, and she's playing the same combination game, but it's not like Messi. Yeah.
Okay. Ask her about what the difference is between the Spanish league and the NWSL.
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre la Liga Española y la Liga Americana?
Bueno, yo creo que principalmente la diferencia es el físico y la competitividad que hay aquí. Hay una liga con una similitud que hace que sea una liga competitiva y donde los equipos tienen que luchar hasta el final.
Yes, so the main difference is the physical and the intensity in every game and the competitiveness in all teams are very equal, same level, and all games are very, very difficult to compete.
And what is it like for her to have her teammates Sonia and Adriana playing on the same side with her?
¿Qué significa para ti tener?
We need a microphone.
¿Qué significa para ti tener Sonia y Adriana como compañeras de equipo?
Bueno, Adriana lleva muchos años aquí y para mí ha sido una ayuda para mis primeros días aquí, ¿no? Y se lo agradezco. Y bueno, pues Sonia es cierto que la echaba mucho de menos y llevaba un mes sin ella, ¿no? Creo que nosotras podemos aportar cosas muy buenas a nuestras compañeras sobre el juego nuestro español, y igual que ellas pueden hacer lo mismo y así formar un gran grupo para competir.
Yes, she said she's very grateful with Adriana because she has experience here and she was teaching her a lot of things here, and she was missing a lot Sonia because he has a great connection with Sonia in the Barcelona team, and she thinks that they can bring here a lot of things positive about the Spanish style, and also at the same time they can learn a lot from this league and all the organizations.
Yo creo que a usted le gusta mucho estar aquí. Yo digo que en la ciudad de Rochester usted viene una la mucho preferida. So what I said is that I believe that I'm glad that she is in the United States, and I'm sure that she's going to be one of the most watched player and preferred player in the city of Rochester and el equipo in the Flash team. ¿Comprende? ¿Comprendiste?
Sí.
Sí. Okay.
And one last question. I have to ask, this topical. What does she think about having two Spanish teams playing in the Champions League final?
Yeah. ¿Qué piensas sobre tener dos equipos españoles jugando la final de la Champions?
Bueno, pues para el fútbol español pues es un honor, ¿no? Y quiere decir que hay un gran nivel, ¿no? Y bueno, dos equipos madrileños, no pasa nada. Pero bueno, para mí es increíble que esa final la jueguen dos equipos españoles.
Yeah, she says she's proud of this one, obviously, means a lot about Spanish soccer, and she doesn't like too much because she's from Barcelona.
I was going to say.
So
I support Chelsea.
Yeah.
So. No, I knew you were going to bring Chelsea.
Yesterday I support Bayern de Munich.
But even with that, she's happy for Spanish soccer.
Yo sono Juventino.
Juventus.
Okay. Well, Vicky, gracias. Thank you for being with us on the show. We look forward to seeing you play.
Thank you.
¿Comprendiste?
Sí.
¿Puedes hablar inglés? No, muy
poco.
Poco, poco.
Poco.
Poco. Gracias.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Gracias. So now we're going to bring in the other member of the Spanish national team who has joined us, Sonia. And we have not seen Sonia play yet, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be, now she is known as the female Messi.
Hi.
So,
¿cómo está?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So ask her again, how did she come to become a member of the Flash, and is she happy to be here playing with her teammate Vicky?
Él ha dicho que sabe que eres conocida como la Messi femenina, sí. Y cómo has podido llegar aquí y que cómo te sientes de estar en el equipo, en este equipo y con tu compañera Vicky.
Sí, lo de Messi es por las comparaciones del Barça, por jugar en la misma posición, el mismo número. Pero bueno, al final no se puede comparar el fútbol masculino con el femenino, y luego el hecho de estar aquí... Yo creo que es el objetivo de cualquier futbolista de poder jugar la mejor liga del mundo, y creo que esta lo es.
She said that about Messi, she plays in the same position, and maybe the comparison to play in the same team and in the same position and means people talk about that. She's similar characteristics, but obviously she said that nobody can be compared with Messi. And about the league and about the teams, she's very happy for her as a objective in all the players to be in the maximum level that you can compete, and she thinks this is in the best league and in the best play to compete.
One of the things that I got to ask you, because one of the things that is important in the position that she plays is that we all short, you know, including me, you know, we all short, but we have a good balance on the feet and we do a lot of things with the ball. And I've seen her play and I've seen Messi play, and I believe that you know, those characteristics add to being a successful player.
Sí, dice que los que tenemos talla pequeña, que normalmente tenemos mejor equilibrio, y que los grandes jugadores como Messi también son de talla pequeña, y que él cree que es importante esto para ser un jugador exitoso.
Bueno, yo creo que al final el Flash es un equipo que atrae jugadoras de todo tipo, y yo, bueno, pues yo me considero una jugadora de tener el balón, de mis características son un poco estas, y bueno, intentaré aportar todo lo que pueda al Flash.
¿A ti te gusta tener el balón a la pierna?
Yeah.
Mirar, pasar la pelota.
Yeah,
es
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yes, he said that Western New Flash broke a lot of kind of plays in the last years, but she's lucky to be here, and her style is she loves to keep the ball and receive the ball a lot, dribbling and be an offensive player to create offensive situation a little different.
One of the best things, la mejor cosa de un jugador que tiene la pelota en la pierna, mira a la visualidad del campo.
Sí, yo creo que lo importante es pensar no solo con el balón en los pies, sino antes de recibir. Yo creo que también eso es importante, y yo creo que eso intentaré sacarlo en cada partido para poder ayudar al equipo.
Aquí en América, si tú tienes la pierna tropa, la pala a la pierna, te dan la bota. So stay atenta.
You know, they are talking about it's very important, very important ability for good soccer players to keep the ball on your feet and look around, and the awareness, and they make
impressive
the decision making quickly. And she said that she knows it's very important. She loves to play this kind of soccer, and he was telling that here, if you don't play quickly, you receive the physicality of the center backs or the defenders. Yeah.
Play rapid.
Play rapid.
I guess one more question. What is it like for her to play with Abby Wambach?
Sí, dice que qué es para ti, qué significa para ti jugar con Abby Wambach.
Bueno, yo creo que todo el mundo sabe quién es Abby Wambach, y bueno, desde España es muy conocida, entonces yo creo que en todo el mundo, y intentaré ayudarla para que quede máxima goleadora de la liga, y yo creo que al final es un referente para cualquier futbolista.
Yeah, she thinks that everybody knows Abby Wambach, not just in the USA, in Spain, and all the world. And she will try to help Abby Wambach, all the team, to be success, and if she can, to be the top scorer in the league.
Well, thank you very much, Sonia. Gracias. And we look forward to seeing you play for the Western New York Flash.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
gracias.
So much.
Gracias.
That's the first interviews.
Number eight.
So these are the first interviews, ladies and gentlemen, with Sonia and Vicky here in Rochester. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have more members of the Western New York Flash here at the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And back here at the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner, joined by one of the newest members of the Flash. She played for Washington last year, and now she is with the Flash, Jasmine Spencer. Jasmine, welcome to Rochester.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us about your career, Jasmine. What have you been? How'd you get started in soccer, and how'd you become a professional?
Well, I started playing when I was three, and I was fortunate. I had two older brothers who were already playing soccer, so we're kind of a big soccer family, and I played my whole life. I went to college at University of Maryland, where I had a lot of great exposure there, playing in the ACC. And then from there, I actually came out of college in that in-between period, right when the WPS had folded. So I went overseas. I played in Denmark for a season, which is an amazing experience, just trying to adapt to the European game. And then I came back. Last year I played at Spirit. And then this past fall I was in Cyprus. Again, you know, just going back into the European game, I loved it. I love the style, just trying to learn and grow as a player. And that's how I kind of wound up back here up at the Flash. So it's been awesome.
Wow. I'd love to visit those two countries.
Yeah, beautiful. They're awesome.
Very Jasmine, different.
Let me ask you this. Based upon, you know, the game, the American game or the European game, I mean, what did you learn over there that, you know, that you brought back from there?
I think there's a greater emphasis on the tactics and the technical game in Europe, just because it's immersed in the culture. And in the American side, it's physical and it's fast. And I think that suits me as a player. I consider myself, you know, a very good athlete, but playing over in Europe has helped me to definitely better myself and my technical abilities and my understanding of the game that I couldn't have gotten really in any other place besides playing in Europe. So that was awesome.
Last year, the Spirit had a tough year. They were hurt by injuries, and it was a rough time. But how did the team get over that? And you know, now that you're obviously with the Flash, it's a different story. But we played them in the first game, and we beat them. They scored 3-1 thanks to Vicky's brace, pair of goals. Do you think they've improved themselves as well over the last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think toward the end of that season, you know, we started getting some results and coming together as a team and really connecting with each other on and off the field, which I think definitely, you know, contributes to how you play together as a team and just understanding the players around you. And I think, you know, they got a new couple of players in there with some great soccer resumes, so they're definitely going to be a good team this year.
Well, certainly we look forward to seeing you on the field. Certainly, you know, you've got a very competitive team. So in order for you to keep your position or gain a position, you're really going to have to work hard. And I believe that, you know, that makes for you, give you the desire to excel and train hard and keep or gain your position on the field. Am I correct?
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't really ask for a better atmosphere than what the Flash had presented me with. I mean, I'm playing underneath Abby Wambach, who is, you know, arguably the greatest forward in the game at any period of time. And I'm like a sponge right now. I'm absorbing everything I can off of her and off of Vicky and Sonia and all these other internationals who are just, you know, they're great soccer players. And every single day I'm pushed to my best. And, I mean, I really, really couldn't ask for a better situation.
Well, Jasmine, we look forward to seeing you on the field with the Flash this Saturday against the Portland Thorns. Then a couple more games coming up at home, FC Kansas City and Sky Blue. 3 games in 8-9 days. It'll be a tough stretch, but it's all at home, which is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, and welcome to Rochester. Enjoy the food tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Jasmine Spencer, one of the newest members of the Flash. Jackie Maynard from the Flash doing a great job here helping us out getting all of these interviews. And Joseph, always a pleasure to do this.
Kelsey, how are you?
This is Kelsey Weiss joining us, one of the goaltenders for the Western New York Flash. And so, Kelsey, welcome to Rochester. And what has it been like for you so far with the Flash in your first pro experience?
Well, it's definitely been an honor to be part of the team. From the beginning, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. it's been a lot of fun to get in here. The girls on my team, my teammates, they're all awesome, and I love – that's one of my favorite things of being here. All my teammates are amazing, and I'm so happy just to be able to be on the same field as them and learn so much from them every day.
Kelsey, question I ask all the people that become goalkeepers, why goalkeeper? Goalkeepers, one, you know, the way I remember that in my training days, that the goalkeepers had to be a little bit crazy, just like left wing in the old days. They say goalkeeper and left wing, they got to be, because they play dangerous positions. Mm-hmm. And a goalkeeper, you're either a hero or you're a goat.
That's right.
So why did you choose that?
Well, I started on my first travel club team, you can call it, when I was, I think, 10 years old. And I just asked my coach one day, I was like, can I try goalkeeper? I liked it. I liked how it looked. I thought it looked fun. And he said yes. And ever since then, I've been a goalkeeper. And I don't know, I found it a lot of fun. So I like being, I mean, as a goalkeeper, of course, like, you can be a hero and you can be, like you said, a goat. I like being in control. I like seeing what's in front of me. And I think at the end of the day, I like when people have confidence in me, like my teammates in front of me and things like that. So overall, I just embrace my role.
And obviously the goalkeeping situation for the Flash was a little bit in tumult this year with the loss of Adriana French due to the season-ending injury. But Lydia Williams has stepped in. So we've got a chance to work under both AD and Lydia. What has that been like?
Well, AD was hurt from the first day we were in camp. So I know her from previous camps, not from the Western New York Flash, but AD is awesome. She's a great goalkeeper and a great leader also, and it's been really fun to get to know Lydia and work under Lydia as well, and we can just continue to work to learn from each other every day.
Certainly, it's a very camaraderie among goalkeepers. I know that it's happened with the Rhinos in the old days with the Lancers, that the goalkeepers often work together to better themselves, and certainly, Joe,
goalkeeper, they work the hardest on the team. They really do. They have their own mission, they have their own coach, and the coach usually they put the goalkeeper through numerous things. Just think about having to dive under 50 times. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to dive and if you don't know how to land, you can break your bones. So I have a lot of respect for goalkeepers, and that's why I ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Goalkeeping, it's a demanding job, and that's you know, there's a lot of work involved. And all the people, all the rest of the players, the people that score goals, they get all the accolades.
Right.
You only get accolades when you make a great save.
Yeah.
Unless you're Nadine Ongerer, who was finally that goalie honored as a player of the year. And you get a chance to play against her on Saturday.
She can tell you. She can tell you because she's a goalkeeper. The only way you become a good goalkeeper, if you have a good defense and you're good. When you have a good defense, the goalkeepers really don't have much to do. And when they have something to do, you know, they make the great saves. But if you have 50 balls come to your thing, sooner or later, you know, the old adage was shoot because one of this is going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
So. I was a goalie briefly. That's why I do radio now. I've given that up. But Kelsey, one last question. I mean, what was it like the college soccer versus pro soccer? What's the biggest difference? You were a Florida State graduate.
Yes.
So.
I mean, college was a lot of fun. It's definitely very different. I think in the main aspects, just that you are expected to already know a lot of things. You're just expected to jump on the field, and it's not as much of a walkthrough. So here you just kind of get on the field, and you're expected to be a pro from the start, and you kind of just have to learn along the way. College, they kind of hold your hand a little bit more and guide you through and things like that. But being a professional, you just kind of have to take pride and come to do your best every day with your own motivation.
Are you having fun?
I am, yeah. It's been fun.
It's great. We're looking forward to seeing you in action this year with the Western New York Flash, and it's going to be a great season. We're looking forward to hopefully the Flash will be back on the championship podium at the end of the season.
Sure hope so. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank
appreciate
you for being
it.
A kick in the grass. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Kelsey Weiss, one of the keepers for the Western New York Flash, and coming to us from Florida State. And we're going to be joined in a moment by another warm weather player, Ms. Zerboni, who will be joining us momentarily. And here she comes, who did the mall tour on the weekend to get everybody excited for the start of the season. And well, we've seen you all over the place last few weeks, McCall. You're just promoting the soccer and promoting the Flash, and it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, of course. I just love this community. So any chance I have to get out in it and see the people that you know, love what we do and support what we do, I like to give support back.
And certainly, I can only say that she works hard in the field, but she's also so beautiful. So, you know, I just can't resist
Easy
to saying
Joe,
that.
Calm down.
Well, thank you.
Let me tell you, I admire you as a person. I admire you as a player. And I don't have too many accolades to give you as far as your performance on the field. And, you know, my compliment to you, because you showed tenacity, you showed desire, your heart, you run, and God bless you. I mean, you work hard to keep your position.
Thank you.
And this weekend, obviously, the Flash open with Portland. You've got FC Kansas City coming in. We've got Sky Blue coming in. There's no rest for the weary for this team, but they're all at home, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we got quite the schedule coming up. Our May is pretty crazy, but, you know, we've had an awesome preseason and first couple games to prepare, and, you know, no one's more ready than we are right now, and we're excited. You know, the games is what we love. The competition is what we love. So, you know, it's exciting for us to be playing at our home court in front of, you know, all our fans. So it's a good little package for us.
Last year, the season ended not the way you would want it to end with the Flash, of course, with a loss to Portland. We've got them back here now for the home opener. What do you expect to see out of this match on Saturday? What can the fans expect to see?
I mean, I think we definitely have a fire about us. I mean, they stole something super important for us that we worked for. You know, the championship is what you work for 365 days out of the year, and on that one day, if it doesn't fall your way, you're naturally going to have, you know, a little bit of resentment towards whoever took it from you, and that's kind of where we land right now. And so we're excited to, you know, open up our home season against, you know, the people that we want, I guess you could say, a revenge on.
Well, one of the things that I really want to ask you, and I have observed there in the past year, is that once the game is on, you know, everybody plays hard on the women game. I mean, you're the opposition, or you know, so, no one takes any prisoner in there. But at the end of the game, you know, there seems to be a camaraderie amongst the women, camaraderie against the camaraderie against them, you know, between the players. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think chemistry within your team is super important, and, you know, some of the players that have been in the women's game for a while, we played with old players who are now on different teams, but we all have an understanding of what we're doing, what we're trying to do in this country, and, you know, that's build women's soccer and build this game and grow the game, and, you know, that's going to come through friendships and understanding of, you know, what a sacrifice it is of what we do.
Last couple weeks, we've had Kat Williamson and Courtney Wetzel on, who played with Portland last year. Sarah Hoffman's going to be playing with them this year, and it's going to be interesting. We're not going to see Alex Morgan or the former Rachel Buehler. Now, Rachel, I forget what her maiden name or married name is, but they're both injured. So Portland actually a little bit banged up as they move into this first home match for the Flash.
Yeah, you know, things like that happen. It's normal in football to see, you know, some players maybe not on the roster for that week, and, you know, nicks and knacks happen. So at that point, they have to make adjustments. But, you know, you never know what you're going to get, because it creates a different dynamic within the team. And sometimes it's a good dynamic that fits against that certain opponent, and it changes things up. And, you know, this game is always, you know, that takes a lot of brain along with skill as well as physicality. So, you know, it's always a good game to watch.
Brains, beauty, and brawn. I think there's a television show that has that as a moniker this year. And the sole survivor will be the champion of the NWSL. So
absolutely. It's a long season, and, you know, it's important to peak at the right time. You know, it may not go very well at the beginning or the middle of the end, but if you peak at the right time and you get the points on the board when you need them, that's the most important thing, and the Flash has proven that over and over every year. So
it's always a pleasure, McCall. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, you guys.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have more members of the Western New York Flash here at the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Young American.
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Western New York Flash play their first home match of the 2014 season this Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending league champion, Portland Thorns, featuring Canada's all-time leading scorer and former Flash player Christine Sinclair and FIFA's Women's Player of the Year, goalkeeper Nadine Angerer of Germany. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Once again, we're back here at the Flash Kickoff Dinner, joined by Kristen Edmonds, another one of the new members of the Flash. And Kristen, welcome to Rochester.
Thank you.
To the Flash.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I hope you're hungry. This is going to be a meal you'll never forget.
Did you start eating on anyone?
Not yet. My food was just about to come to the table.
We won't keep you long.
That's okay. Yeah.
So tell us about your background in soccer. So for all the fans in Rochester who are
I went to college at Rutgers University. I was born and raised in New Jersey, and then. Right out of school, I went to play in the W League for 2 years up in New York. And then I actually went overseas for 3 years, and I played in Iceland and Russia, and now I'm back in the States.
You speak Russian?
I did speak a little Russian when I was over there. I could understand it a lot better than I could speak it. If you ask me something now, I couldn't say anything.
I won't even try Icelandic.
Yeah. It's very difficult language. But.
So how did you like Russia, and how did you like Iceland?
I mean, Iceland, the country is unbelievable. And when I went to Russia, it took a little bit to get used to, but once I got acclimated to the country, I love it there. I was there for like 10 and a half, 11 months, so I enjoyed it a lot. I got really lucky, had a great team, and it was a lot of fun over there.
What city were you at?
I was 40 minutes outside of Moscow. Yeah, so I was near a big city, so it was nice.
Wow. Yeah. It's incredible experiences we're hearing today from the Flash players who played all over the world. We had two Spanish internationals, Sonia and Vicky, with us earlier. But Rutgers and playing in professional soccer, there's a certain player on the Flash that also has that same pedigree by name of Carly Lloyd,
right.
Who is a member of the Scarlet Knights. So is she a player that you have looked up to in your career?
I mean, definitely. I just missed playing with Carly by 1 year when I was a senior in high school. She was a senior at Rutgers. But I would go to Rutgers soccer games all the time, and I watched her while I was growing up. I mean, and getting to play with her now, I played with her a little bit. I was on trial with Sky Blue for a little bit, and I played with her there, and I can definitely learn a lot from her. She's a great player, and it's definitely anybody to look up to. So
Chris, where will we see you on the field with the Flash? Where will the fans be able to see your talents in action?
I am going to be playing outside back for the Flash, but we'll see if Aaron sneaks me in there out on the wing, but I think mostly in the back on the outside.
What's your favorite position then is a forward?
My favorite is actually outside back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love getting up and down the outside, up and down that line. So
there's so many players, and you like the assists,
getting
right?
into the attack, yeah. Exactly.
There's so many players that outside backs are famous, like Roberto Carlos and Ashley Cole and guys like that. I mean, it's obviously a very important position because you're going to have to track down the speedy wingers. And
yeah,
there's
definitely.
Certainly some great forwards in the NWSL that are going to be a challenge for all the members of the Flashback line.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the competition in this league is incredible, and it's just a great environment to be able to be a part of. So
the competition within the team is
within the team, absolutely.
Exactly,
every day you go to training, and it's good to have this type of competition just in training, and then you get onto the field and it's the same, so it's awesome.
Do you guys kick each other a little bit?
A couple times here and there, but we leave it all on the field. We leave it all on the field.
I know, Joe, you're angling to get in as an assistant trainer still.
I know, if I wasn't as old as I am, I wouldn't do for nothing. Just to be amongst not only girls that know how to play the game. So it's, I admire the women's game.
Thank you.
I really do.
Krista, thank you so much.
That.
Welcome to Western New York. We're
thank
so
you.
Happy you're here, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the field.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
thank
very
you,
much.
And looking forward to seeing you on the field.
All
so
right, sounds
work
good.
Hard.
I thought I just
I
said
will.
That.
I will. Thank you.
Kristen Edmonds here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass podcast, and we're going to be joined by another one of the
thank
stalwarts
so
of the Flash defense. Brittany Taylor will be with us, and not only that, she scores goals too, and she scored a big one against the Washington Spirit in the first game of the season. And Brittany's just going to get that headset on. And Brittany, welcome back to our show. And boy, we're just saying you have a tendency to score goals at big times in games, and kind of like John Terry. Of course, I want to mention Chelsea guys, even though they lost today. But it was a big goal you scored against Washington.
Yeah, I mean, we faced an unfortunate situation. Off of that corner kick right before, a little bit before that tied it up 1-1, and I just looked at Amy, my other center back, and I just looked at her and said, it's okay, we got it. I got your back, and we'll get it back. And that's kind of, it went from there.
Yeah, that was a bizarre, that was a goal, Olympic goal, I think, aided by a 30-mile-an-hour wind. So something that, Lydia Williams really didn't have much of a chance on that one. But you guys shut the Spirit down the rest of the way and got the victory. And unfortunately, the The Red Stars game didn't work out so well, but it's just one game, and now you've got three at home, and I know you guys are looking forward to taking all 9 points.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we started off with two games away, and to get 3 points out of it is not bad. You know, it's not what our goal was. Our goal was to try and get four at least. But with these three games coming up at home, you know, we take one game at a time, first 45 minutes against Portland and win that and then keep going from there.
One of the things that I admire in your position is that based upon, you know, my background in soccer, I always liked the people, the central midfield, the central defenders. Mm-hmm. And we usually had, in the old days, we used to have a stopper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I saw you, you know, I think I saw you. How you defend, and it reminds me so much of this guy that we had from Yugoslavia, that he was so tough on defense. He
won. You're talking about Miralem Pazlic, I assume.
No, not Pazlic.
Oh, you're talking about Mijatović.
Mijatović. Okay. Mijatović was like he was like a Greek god. I mean, he was big, and he could jump. He would get all the head ball, and he would sacrifice his body.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be the same kind of a person.
Thank you
and
very much.
And you have command of the defense. Mm-hmm. I've seen you, you know, how you direct.
Yes.
You just said a little while ago that you looked at your other your partner,
mm-hmm.
and you said, "We're going to take a chance. I'm going to go forward. You stay. You watch my back."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it used to work. Yeah.
Yep.
It's so great.
Yes, thank you.
It certainly is. It's going to be a tough year, though, because there's a lot of new faces coming in. We got Amy Rodriguez coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got new forwards coming in from overseas. And it's going to be a tough year. A lot of offense out there for the teams.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely what we want to have in America, though. So, you know, bringing these players in, we got two of them on our own, you know, from Vicky and Sonia coming in from Barcelona. So, you know, we've added strength to our roster and an attack, you know. So, but at the end of the day, we want to play against the best so we can actually say we are the best. You know, without that, then what is it really to be able to win and say that we played against mediocre, you know. So it's exciting.
It certainly is.
You know, and that is one thing that people must remember, is that whenever you play the Flash, everybody wants to excel and beat the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So every team that maybe is a mediocre team, they're no longer a mediocre team. They're a team that wants to prove themselves that they're just as good, so they play the hardest. And, you know, there is no easy games for the Flash, mm-hmm. just, you know, because it's... That's the nature of the beast. Everybody wants to be the best.
There's a lot of parity in this league this year. I think every team has got some great players, and it's going to be a very balanced league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exciting. I think the organization, the Flash organization, over the past 3 years, now going on to the fourth year, has built a reputation, you know, and that's something that when you sign that contract and you put on that jersey to become a Flash player, that something that you take personal, and I think that that's what we take pride in. And we need to remember that, you know, when they come to Rochester to play us, that they need to battle for 90-plus minutes to be able to get any points off of us, but that the league is getting better this year, and we, as well as every other team, are increasing internationals and their talent. So I think it'll be great for all the fans and everybody else watching that the level will improve and keep getting better.
One last question for me, anyway, mm-hmm. and is this. Playing with international players and playing, it certainly brings the moral of the team up.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is even better. But are those players, the international players, are they humble people or they are people that say, "Hey, I'm an international player"?
No, I think obviously I can speak for our team, but the internationals that we have come in between Sam and Lydia and Emma to Vicky, Adriana, and Sonia, you know, they stepped in and didn't come in saying, "Oh, this is what we do and this is how we do it," and neither were we on our side of it. It's about building a relationship where everybody can get along and understand, especially when there is a language barrier. We learn a little bit of Spanish, they learn some English, and we try and make it all work, because at the end of the day, if we don't, then nobody's going to be successful and nobody's going to achieve anything. So
Great point.
Everybody is, you know, willing to learn and give a little and take a little.
Soccer is the international language.
Yes, that's what Coach said when they first came in.
And believe me, I know exactly what you're saying because in my career in soccer, mm-hmm. I was a trainer for a soccer team that we had people from all over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny because they all got together. They all knew what to do. And once you're on the field, the only thing that matters is how you kick that ball.
Right.
And what you do on the field.
Yep.
The language don't mean nothing.
Yep. Yep.
Brittany, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday against Portland.
Great. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so much. Brittany Taylor is one of our favorite guests here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. And
Thank you so much. Speaking of favorite guests,
we're going to be joined by one of the top players in the world, Ms. Carly Lloyd, in just a moment. I'm just going to put the old headset on. And Carly joins us once again. And Carly, thanks for taking some time to be with us here tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, I just got one question. Why did you get suspended?
Oh, mamma mia.
That's a good question. Very good question.
Yeah. I don't want you to answer, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Hey, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you can't argue. You just got to take it and move on.
No, exactly.
That's right. I know that it's you want to be out on the field against Portland and Sky Blue and FC Kansas City. But let me ask you a logical question. You're going to be going with the national team for mm-hmm. a match against Canada coming up on Wednesday.
Yep.
Is the Kansas City match count still as a match where you have to sit out even though you're not going to be playing in that match anyway?
No, that won't count. So I'll miss Portland, Kansas City, and Sky Blue.
That stinks.
No, I thought it was two games.
It is two, but I'm going to miss the Kansas City game with the national team, so technically that doesn't count.
Boy, no comment. Let's just say this. The first couple games with the Flash this year, how have you felt mixing with the new players and competing against some of the new players on the opposition sides?
It's been good. I mean, honestly, I think it's any given Sunday. I mean, any team can step out on the plate and get it done. I think they're, you know, obviously Portland, Seattle, pretty strong teams this year. But, you know, it's going to be a fight till the end. I really believe that. You know, our first two games were okay. I think that we've still got a lot in us that we can continue to improve on. And obviously we've been without Abby. Now she's back. Now I'm sitting out. We've got Sonia, the Barcelona girl, who's now able to join us. So, you know, we've had a lot of moving pieces. We've got players continuing to be in and out. The Australian players are going to be leaving soon. So it's going to be tough, and we're going to need everybody. And I think that, you know, we're going to have to fight till the end.
Carly, when this team has all of its players, this is going to be a scary team for any team in the NWSL to face with the Spanish internationals, yourself, Abby, Sam Kerr was a terror last year for opposing defenses. It's going to be fun. It may not be to the end of the year, but it's going to be great to see where this team is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of talent on the team. We've got some really good soccer players, and I know that I enjoy playing with a lot of these players. We've got strong defense, great goalkeeper. So we've got it all. You know, we just got to come together, take it one game at a time, and take care of business from there.
Well, Carly, I can only say that you've been an asset to, you know, to the Flash ever since you've been here. You will continue. I was worried that you won't come back for the second year, but God answered my prayers. And you're back, and I hope that you stay for many, many years with the Flash, and healthy, and we are very, very proud to have you, not only because you're a great player, but with the Flash, but because you're a great player with the national team, and when you step on the field, you not only represent America, but you also represent you know Rochester, and Western New York Flash. So, I'm so honored to have you as our guest at Soccer Kick in the Grass, and also to have you as a Flash player.
Yeah, no worries. I'm, you know, happy to be here. It's a great organization, and I enjoyed last year. It's all good. Just want to keep moving forward, keep improving as a player, and just helping the team out.
Thanks, Carly. Really appreciate it. We'll be seeing you out of supporting the team, definitely on the sidelines, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I'll be watching the game from. Maybe the press box. Maybe, I don't know. Hopefully I'm inside.
I'll save you a seat in the press box if you want to sit next to me.
That sounds good.
I'll have to squeeze Joe out of there.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I sit next to the field, next to the bench, because I want to watch the game close.
Right.
So I just...
And you take care of your brother, too. Yeah. So
anyway, Andrea, I hope you like the food. Did you test the food yet?
I had some of the pasta. It was delicious.
You like it?
Yes.
The meat is just...
Good. It's good. We're going to turn you into an Italian yet, Carla.
I am Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got some Italian blood in me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. My mom's side of the family.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
From what part?
I couldn't tell you that. It's a couple generations back.
Oh, yeah?
But I do have some Italian in me.
And now I even like a little bit more.
Okay. Carly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Appreciate all the members of The Flash who have joined us on our podcast. And, Joe, I think it's going to about wrap it up. But we got to go eat. We're not going to have any food left. But, again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to our podcast here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll have it. We'll have more from the Western New York Flash on our show every Monday night at 6:30 on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. So for Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts, and don't forget, soccer is a kick in the grass.